Hello, my name is Daniel Morden. I've been telling traditional stories for a living for some 30 years now. The old stories fascinate me because they help me understand the world and my responses to it. During this crisis, I found myself returning to certain stories and understanding them differently in the light of what has happened. I could go on about what they mean to me, but instead I'd rather just tell you them. Maybe you'll find them helpful. I hope at least you'll find them entertaining. I've been able to do this thanks to a stabilisation award from the Arts Council of Wales. My website is www.danielmorden.org. Or you can find me on Facebook by searching for Daniel Morden Storyteller. If you enjoy the podcast, please send me a message. The fourth story in the series is called The Child, and it comes from Cromarty in Scotland. Even though it was the morning after a storm, two fishermen set sail from their port. They had bellies and pockets and mouths to fill. They stayed as close as they could to the coast while steering a course around the rocks. The great cliffs loomed up above them. One of them, "Look, someone's fallen off the path." "No," said the other, "that's a seal." "What would a seal be doing so far from the water?" said the first, and he grabbed the tiller. "Don't do that," said the second. "Don't risk our lives for the sake of something that's probably nothing." The first said, "I cannot sail home and eat my supper wondering if I might have left some poor soul to die a lonely death." They took the boat closer. They found a bit of a beach. With difficulty, they drew their boat onto the shingle. They scrambled halfway up the cliff face to a shelf of rock and found a young woman. They got her down, laid her in the boat and sailed for home. They gave her over to the women of the village to nurse and tend. After 2 days, she opened her eyes and said, "Where is my mother? Where is my child?" The fisherman, "There was only you. Where is this place?" they told her. She said, "I live with my mother and my baby down the coast from here. My husband was a fisherman. Last month he went out." The rent was due last night. The lairdsmen, they threw us out into the storm. The laird made sure there was no welcome for us in our town, so we made for here. But on the way, in the storm, my mother fell. She went over the cliff. I tried to climb down to help her, but I must have slipped." An old woman said, "The child." The young woman, "I laid him safe under a hedge before I went to help my mother. We must find him." She was too weak to stand, let alone walk the cliffs, so the men searched the path from one end to the other. Never a trace of a baby did they find. They looked the whole day. They comforted her as best they could. Surely the child had been found by someone. He would be safe in someone's house. They would ask at every croft. But no one had seen a child. The old woman took her hand. "They're gone." both of them. Call upon the Creator for strength. One day, the fisherman brought her bones wrapped in torn cloth. The cloth was her mother's dress. For many days she could not speak. She fashioned the pieces of bone into a frame. She cut off her long hair and stretched the hair across the frame. She made a harp of bones. She made the hair strings tight. She set them in tune and played. The harp spoke for her. The music of that harp was both sad and beautiful. It spoke of grief and love. Only when she played the harp did she feel human. When her strength returned, she wouldn't be told. She slung the harp onto her back and set off in search of her son because he was all she had left in the world. They begged her to stay and make a new life for herself in their town. They felt for her, to have lost so many so quickly. But they had no doubt. Her son was dead. "I will return when I have found him." She went from croft to croft and village to village, but no one had even heard of someone finding a baby. In her wandering, she came to a gypsy camp. "I'm looking for a lost child." "All the children here are our own." When they understood she wasn't accusing them of thieving her son, and when they saw how exhausted she was, they were moved to pity. They took her in and fed her from their own pot. The chief of them said, "Next week we go north to meet our kin. There will be a grandmother there who knows all the wisdom in the world. If anyone has an answer to your mystery, it would be her." She travelled northwards with them. They took her to visit the grandmother. "Sit beside me and take my hand." The young woman did. They sat in silence, with the old woman staring into the fire. Evening came, and the grandmother said, "It was them."
"Who?"
The old woman made the sign of the cross. "It was the others."
"The she's?"
"They took your son into a hill. And what goes in that hill doesn't come back out."
"Can you give me magic against them?"
"My magic is as old as people. Their magic is much older."
"Then," said the young woman,
"there is nothing left for me in this world. I will lie down and die." "No," said the grandmother, "I cannot have your death on my conscience. I will try to find a way." A day went by, a week went by, the grandmother sent for her again. "There is a hill. The sheath will soon gather there to choose one to rule over them for the next 100 years. If you can get in there, then you may win back your child."
"Tell me what I must do."
"All I know is this. For all their power, they cannot make anything for themselves. They must beg or steal. Above all else, they desire to possess a thing that has no equal. If you can find something that has not its like in all the world, you may be able to buy your child back."
"But how can I find such a thing?"
"That I do not know." The gypsies went their ways. The young woman stayed behind. At first she couldn't think at all. Her mind was in a daze. But after a while she took up her harp. The music that came was so full of sorrow and longing that every tree around the clearing bowed its branches and wept its leaves. Every bird that heard the music flew down and drew a feather from its wing and laid the feather at the young woman's feet. She took the leaves and the feathers and wove a cloak. She put on the cloak and set off. She travelled by high road and by road, by open way and secret way, by daylight and moonlight, until she came to the end of her journey. A hill wrapped in trees. In the hill she saw a narrow crevice, and then she saw them approaching, the others. She hid herself amongst the trees. She watched them pass through the crevice. Tall, pale, lovely and graceful they were, but not human. Other. When there was a lull, she crept in. At first it was darkness. She could see nothing, hear nothing except the beating of her heart. Then she saw a golden speck ahead. She heard soft laughter. That speck grew as big as a fist, as big as a head, as big as a man. She stopped at the edge of the darkness. In the light ahead, she saw a hall of stems. The ground was packed earth, the curved walls mossed and lit with lanterns. In the centre of the hall was a fire. The flames were silver. The sheath drank and ate and laughed in the grey light. On the opposite side of the fire, on a throne, sat a handsome king, his skin pale as the moon. Trembling, she stepped forward. The sheath fell still and silent. They turned to their king. "What business do you have here?" She laid the cloak on the ground before her. The sheath approached with greedy eyes. It was so beautiful, woven with bright feathers and autumn leaves. The king, "What do you want for it?" "You have a human child," she said. "I am his mother. I will pay for him with this." "What is that?" "This is a harp. I've never seen the like before. Play." She played. The music was both sad and beautiful, the sound of grief and love. "The child for the cloak and the harp." "No," she said, "the cloak. The harp is all I have to remember my mother by. It is very precious to me." "More precious than your son?" "Nothing is more precious than my son." "Then give me the harp." The king turned. A servant fetched the baby. As soon as the young woman saw the child, she stretched out her hands. The king, "Harp first." "No," she said, "child first." The king took the baby and held it out to her. She snatched her son from his grasp and handed him harp and cloak. The moment he had the harp in his hands and the cloak across his shoulders, it was as if the sheath had forgotten she existed. The music that came from the harp was so beautiful and sad that the sheath were as enchanted as the birds had been. She walked from the hill and returned to the fishing village where the people had shown her such kindness. And there, they lived out the rest of their days. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed The Child. There are more stories on the way. My thanks go to Oliver Wilson Dixon for mixing the podcast and composing the theme tune. I'm also grateful to the Arts Council of Wales Stabilisation Fund. Finally, thank you for listening. I look forward to the day when we can share stories in person.